2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah by the will of Yahweh, according to the promise of life which is in the Messiah Yahshua, to Timothy. Dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, peace from Yahweh the Father and the Messiah Yahshua our Master. I thank Yahweh, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in you also. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of Yahweh, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not you therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Master, nor of me his prisoner, but be you a partaker of the afflictions of the good news according to the power of Yahweh, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in the Messiah Yeshua before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Yeshua the Messiah, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the good news. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which you have heard of me, in faith and love which is in the Messiah Yeshua. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit which dwells in us. This you know, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The sovereign give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Master grant to him that he may find mercy of Yahweh in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus, you know very well. End of chapter.